is a very famous agricultural scientist, a man who was born a slave and struggled to find a place to gain an education. His remarkable story is this edition of the American Countryside and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
He was born around the year 1864. A slave on a farm near Diamond, Missouri. As Justin Hall shares, George Washington Carver's life began during the turmoil of the Civil War.
When he was a very small child, he and his mother were stolen from the farm. Mr. Carver hired a neighbor to find them and return them. The neighbor searched throughout Arkansas and was able to find the infant George, who, as local history tells us, was abandoned at the side of the road.
In his free time, he explored nature, especially plants. That interest, combined with attendance at a local church, served to lay the foundation for the rest of Carver's life.
He started going to the local Sunday school. He'd previously had this experience in nature and really became fascinated by it. Once he began to go to Sunday school and became part of the Christian faith, he really began to feel that there was a divinely inspired purpose and reason behind the nature that he was experiencing.
He sought education to help him pursue his love for nature and science. But he found that race made it difficult to gain admittance in some institutions.
We initially tried to go to school here near the farm. He was denied because of his race. While it was illegal at the time, he was still denied. He moved from here to Neosho and did get some education from some people that he stayed with there that kind of cared for him, named Watkins.
He returned to Southwest Missouri for a time before later moving to Iowa. He studied art at Simpson College and a year later transferred to what later became Iowa State University to study agriculture. He earned a bachelor and master's degree there, and in 1896 accepted an invitation to teach at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama.
He focused in on two or three particular plants. He did do some work with the soybean. He worked a lot with the sweet potato, and of course everyone pretty much knows the peanut.
The amazing work of George Washington Carver still influences the world today. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. Diamond, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.